my line in the sand moment was when I found out that GSA had awarded a contract to a company to transport unaccompanied minors.
What was that like for you?
It was like someone kicked me in my gut. Once I found out about the contract, that night I got on my computer and I started doing a Google search.
Action obligation $40 million. Total contract value $347 million. But that's over a quarter of $1 billion. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money to transport unaccompanied children. I mean, this is a big money business.
And that's why we're sitting here today, because as I shared before, what you know, you cannot unknow.
The crisis of conscience would only grow and reach inside the holy grail of the unaccompanied child transportation business.
There's the white buses right there. That's the FedEx transportation hub for the unaccompanied minor children. They stop the transportation of children. They stop the money.
My name is Clarissa Rippey.
Mm-hmm. And where do you work?
I work for General Services Administration, a.k.a. GSA.
And for those who are not familiar with what GSA is or what it does, can you talk a little about that?
GSA, it basically manages all the services for the federal government. Then you have the transportation side of GSA that manages like travel, transportation, and logistics, that's the area that I'm working in right now.
And what sort of thing do you do in that department?
I'm what's called an 1102. I'm a contract specialist, and my responsibility is to work with contractors that provide products and services to the federal government. And I work on a team of contracting officers, and we award those contracts.
NGO stands for non-governmental organization. But in addressing political and social issues, they receive money from the government. These groups get large amounts of money. The more immigrants they represent, the more money they receive.
Follow it?
Well, the film Line in the Sand, we saw so many of these companies. People were amazed and shocked to see just how many busing companies and making so much money off of the crisis. Were you aware of some of those names of those companies in the film? Or?
Not originally. Then I came over to TTL and became aware that that GSA had awarded a contract for the transportation services.
What was your line in the sand moment here in this situation?
My line in the sand moment was when I found out that GSA had awarded a contract to a company to transport unaccompanied minors.
So you found this out and then you had this line in the sand moment. What was that like for you?
It was like someone kicked me in my gut, because I had just gotten a promotion, accepted the position for that particular division, and I was not aware at all that the agency that I work for was party to transporting unaccompanied minors. Once I found out about the contract that night, I got on my computer and I started doing a Google search, and I did keyword searches. I did transport unaccompanied minors. I put in transport of immigrant children, and all of these websites popped up, and it led back to some of these NGOs and these companies, you know, like Acuity, which was the original awardee of the contract, and then MVM protested that award, and the contract wound up back with MVM.
Within the last 9 months, MVM has received over $129 million from the Department of Homeland Security, $719 million from DHS overall.
But as I continued to read the documents that I found online, I found that these are the illegal immigrants, the minors who are coming over without their parents, without anyone that they knew, being shipped at every hour of the day, especially like late at night when we're all asleep in our beds and our children are safe at home. These children were being shipped all over the place.
Shipped over, and that must have made you feel guilty.
Yeah.
Scandal of the century, yet another explosive whistleblower telling us what's really happening behind the scenes. That's James O'Keefe, Line in the Sand. We'll be right back through Daily Dispatch.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexshowstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
It's Wednesday, October 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Coming to you live this Wednesday morning with too much to talk about. Talk a lot about politics today. We're also going to talk about vaccines. We're gonna check back in on North Carolina and some of the places destroyed there that are still being exploited and taken over. We just have so much to talk about and so many videos to get to. Let's just not waste any time and get right into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, the 23rd of October, 2024. Russia expanded BRICS meeting, sends jitters around Europe. China's Xi Jinping, India's Modi, Turkey's Erdogan, and possibly even the UN Secretary General are attending a controversial meeting in Russia of a grouping that threatens to dwarf the EU's economic clout. An expanded meeting of emerging economies taking place in Kazan, Russia, is sending jitters among EU policymakers. The club, formed in 2009, now includes not just Brazil, China, India, Russia, and South Africa. Original members, whose acronym gave it the name BRICS, and whose leaders Xi Jinping, Modi, and Putin are set to meet over the coming days. As of the 1st of January, Ethiopia, Egypt, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates also joined the club, creating a bloc worth over 37% of global GDP and one potentially at odds with other institutions such as the G7 and NATO. But the threat of the existing U.S.-led hegemony isn't immediate, the Carnegie Endowment's Stuart Patrick has argued, but it will be imminently, and they're just preparing the collapse whenever Trump's in office to blame it on him, I'm sure. Meanwhile, E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. There's a fast-moving outbreak investigation. Most sick people are reporting eating Quarter Pounder hamburgers from McDonald's. Investigators are working quickly to confirm which food ingredient is contaminated. McDonald's has pulled ingredients for these burgers, and they won't be available for sale in some states. So far, one person has died, 10 have been hospitalized, 49 cases throughout 10 states. It's one of the things about having a industrialized food system is when all of your food comes from just a few suppliers. If there's a problem with one of those suppliers, the problem then is everywhere, and it's devastating. And people are speculating whether that was why they let Trump do his PR, since they maybe needed a little bit of positive media before the E. coli outbreak was revealed. Meanwhile, Bill Gates to stand trial in Netherlands in COVID vaccine injury lawsuit. A Netherlands court last week ruled that Bill Gates can stand trial in the Netherlands in a case involving 7 people injured by COVID-19 vaccines. Other defendants include Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, and the Dutch state. The Netherlands court last week ruled Bill Gates can stand trial. According to the Dutch newspaper, the 7 corona skeptics sued Gates last year, along with former Dutch Prime Minister and newly appointed NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte and several members of the Dutch government's COVID-19 outbreak management team. Other defendants include Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, as well as the Dutch state itself. Because Bill Gates' foundation was involved in combating the corona pandemic, he has been summoned, the Telegraph reported. According to Dutch independent news outlet Zebra Inspirati. The plaintiffs allege that Gates, through his representatives, deliberately misled them about the safety of COVID-19 shots, despite knowing that these injections were not safe and effective. Has it begun? Will he respond? Can we get justice through the court system, or will the supervillains that carried out this global scam and massive murder, just mass murder campaign, be held to account? Well, we wait to see. One positive development in this regard, and it's weird how all, like, it's another one of these things. These stories come about. We have a lot of vaccine stories today for some reason. I don't know why. We haven't had a vaccine story in a long time. We got a bunch today for some reason. And they're good. They're actually good stories. So you've got Bill Gates going to trial in, or, you know, being summoned to trial in the Netherlands over his fraud he carried out with the COVID vaccine. You also have this. New York Supreme Court reinstates all employees fired for being unvaccinated and orders back pay. State Supreme Court found that being vaccinated does not stop the spread of COVID-19, just like we always told you. The New York State Supreme Court ordered all New York City employees who were fired for not being vaccinated to be reinstated with back pay, finding that being vaccinated does not prevent an individual from contracting or transmitting COVID-19. There's got no point in getting vaccinated, I guess. So congratulations, everybody who withstood the assault, who maintained the truth and reality in the face of overwhelming pressure. Not only have you been vindicated utterly, you may now be receiving several years worth of back pay as a lump sum, as a reward for your tenacity. Well done. Very good to see. Sorry to all the cowards who fell for the lie. You had to work and won't be getting back pay. You also might be dead from a heart attack, so you should listen to us next time because we're always right. And finally, we have this. Biden on Trump 14 days before 2024 election. We got to lock him up. We got to lock him up. Not because he's a criminal, I want to add. Not because he's done anything criminal, unlike, you know, Hunter Biden. Or Joe Biden, for that matter, and starting Ukraine war. Retiring President Biden stunned listeners Tuesday by saying his predecessor Donald Trump should be locked up 14 days before the presidential election in which Trump is the Republican nominee. Quote, if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We gotta lock him up, Biden, 81, said during a visit to Democratic campaign office in Concord, New Hampshire, the Granite State's capital. After a four-second pause during which his audience enthusiastically applauded, Biden added an apparent backtrack attempt to politically lock him up, lock him out. That's what we've got to do. So hold on. Let me get this straight. You said lock Donald Trump up, but before you said that, as a prelude to saying that, you said, if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. So when you attempt to backtrack, act like you misspoke. I mean, lock him out. I said lock him up. I meant lock him out. Then why did you say you'd arrest me 5 years ago for saying this? You can't pretend like you didn't say what you just said when you lead into it by saying what I'm about to say would have gotten me arrested 5 years ago. We should lock up my political opponent.
I think we should murder Joe Biden politically.
Politically, right, politically. We're going to talk about, I mean, that's your Daily Dispatch. That's it. I don't have anything to add to this. I mean, what do you have to add? They're trying to lock up Trump. They have been trying to lock up Trump since he left office. They have been desperately launching suit after suit, trial after trial, coordinating with the White House, orchestrated by the DOJ, in a blatant, flagrant attempt to arrest their political opponent. Exactly the same as any tyranny around the world would do. In exactly the same way that any despot would frame his political opponent for non-existent crimes in order to destroy them politically. There's no nuance to this. There's nothing to explain. There's no secret motive behind this. It's all very simple. They are tyrants. They are despots. They are unbelievably dangerous people to be in power. We have more stories about this. Because not just Trump that they're going after. It's not just prison that they have in mind for you and anybody that stands up against them. We are an occupied nation. Our enemies are in the White House. Our enemies are in Congress. Our enemies are in the DOJ. They are activating the Patriot Act and a whole bunch of other laws that were put in place for this reason, to eliminate dissidents, to destroy politically the ability of anybody to stand up against them. It's very simple. It's not complicated. It's incredibly dangerous, and it's infuriating that they constantly accuse Trump of exactly this. It's beyond description. It's beyond gaslighting. It is so utterly insane. And so many stories today are just the Democrats panicking, just hysterical. They don't know what they're doing. And they're so scared of the boogeyman, Donald Trump. All I can hope is that he lives up to the hype. How annoying would it be? How frustrating would it be to have to go through 4 years of Joe Biden destroying the economy, flooding the country with tens of millions of people, fraudulent election in 2020, locking up peaceful protesters who were nearby January 6th or who happened to text with somebody who entered the Capitol, going to jail for 20 years, Rudy Giuliani having everything he owns taken from him and given to election workers in Georgia because he questioned why they were putting the same stack of ballots through the machine over and over again. Locking up Steve Bannon, shutting down, attacking InfoWars, doing everything they can to destroy us, locking up Owen Schroyer, while simultaneously screeching hysterically and pulling their hair out about the imaginary threat of Trump being a tyrant. How frustrating would it be that after all of this, that if we, by some miracle, overcome their cheating, actually get a fair election, elect Donald Trump, only to not throw all these people in prison. Like, they are, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy in a lot of ways. That if they had just not been insane retards, if they had just not corrupted the entire government wholesale and used the entire justice system, the entire executive branch, the entire force and weight of the American system to go after their opponents, it wouldn't be an issue. If they had just lived up even remotely to what they claim to represent constantly. Remember Joe Biden was the unity candidate. He was just good old Joe. Good old Joe from Scranton. He was going to cool the temperature around the country. If that had been even remotely true, if they'd shown at any point even a vague desire to just like live together, just have a country, just not hate each other, just leave people alone, just tell the truth, just be honest. Like if they had just done that, this wouldn't be an issue. At this point, they have gone so far. They are so corrupt. They're so brutal. They're so just out of control at this point. Like, Donald Trump has to lock them all up. He has to do all of the things that they say he's going to do. He shouldn't have to do it. It's not because Trump is some crazy dictator that is just a narcissist and just wants control. It's because you people are actually destroying democracy. You're actually destroying the foundations of this country. You're actually victimizing innocent people in a way that is chilling. And for the sake of our continuing existence, especially for the sake of our continuing to operate as even a vaguely free country, major corrective steps have to be taken. Major corrective steps have to be taken. Okay, so like, if I could sit down with Donald Trump, if I could talk to Donald Trump, and it's frustrating because I have said this to people, right? I interviewed Jim Jordan at CPAC back probably in 2021. Saying the same thing. For years we've been saying this. It's just like, we have all of the information. There's no more research. There's no more investigation that needs to be done. No more questions have to be asked. Nobody else has to be brought in under oath to testify and lie to your face, Congress, Senate, President Trump. You have to do something now. You have to take action. You have to take severe, immediate corrective action, or the country's over. Okay, so they're going to get mad. Who cares? They're mad anyway. They're going to call you a tyrant. Guess what? The top story on CBS News is you being a tyrant. The top story in the Atlantic is calling you literally Hitler. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you want our country to continue to exist, all of these people have to be taken care of. One way or another. And like genuinely, it's like we're like begging you, like, please, for the love of God, do it the right way. Do it through the government. Charge these people. Put them in prison. Remove them from power. Investigate their networks. Find out who they're giving money to, who's giving money to them. And arrest all, you have to arrest all of them. All of them, all of them, all of them. Confiscate all of their, like, do everything that they're doing to us has to be done to them. Not out of vengeance, not out of revenge, not out of a tit for tat you did to us, so we're doing it to you. But because the people that they're doing it to are innocent. The people that they are trying to imprison, the people that they are imprisoning, Rudy Giuliani having his apartment taken away and all of his luxury items stolen from him and given to some welfare queen in Georgia because he questioned the 2020 election. They have victimized people. They are traitors. They have to be punished. Yes, the media is going to get mad. Yes, the Democrats are going to cry foul. Look at what they're doing. Look at who they are. Stop being naive. Stop being fools. Stop giving them the benefit of the doubt. Save the country. Arrest or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. Whatever. We're begging you to do it through the appropriate channels. We're begging you to use the United States government to correct itself. I'm begging all of the listeners, vote like your life depends on it, because if Trump doesn't get into office and he doesn't do all of the things necessary to get us back on the right track, and that's it. That's it. It's over. It's over. Look at what they've done over the last 4 years. Look at what they are saying they're planning on doing over the next 4 years. There will never be another candidate like Donald Trump. There will never be an outsider of this popularity. They will ensure that. They'll ensure it by flooding the country. They'll ensure it by crashing the economy. They'll ensure it by censorship. They'll ensure it by cooperation with big tech, silencing anybody. So any nascent political movement will be snuffed out in its crib from here on out. We're down to the wire. We're less than 2 weeks away from the election. I don't know how to make it any more clear what the stakes are. And I really just hope that after all this, Trump sees how serious it is. I hope that he sees how serious it is. I hope he doesn't just do what he did last time, which is try to work with these people. And that's kind of the theme of today's show. In a way, the theme of InfoWars, the purpose, the goal, the ultimate achievement of InfoWars would be, if we can, as we desperately try, to stop the American people being naive. That's it. That's all that we want to stop. Just stop being naive. Stop being gullible. Stop being ignorant. Stop being taken advantage of. You just have to stop. It's just a choice you make. And maybe the best example of this, like one of the best examples of just a conspiracy in general, but especially the way it's carried out relying on, dependent on, the naive goodwill of the American people is the voter fraud that's already being carried out and the change to the voting system. So let's just think about this and think about how illustrative this example is. I don't even know how to impress this on people. They changed the laws to allow mail-in balloting on the basis of COVID. Nobody should have fallen for that. Nobody should have fallen for that. It's so blatantly compelled by ulterior motives. It's got everything, doesn't it? First of all, it's the problem reaction solution. You fabricate a problem. In this case, the crisis that they fabricated was fabricated at multiple levels. They actually created the virus that they released. They released the virus. Even releasing the virus wouldn't have resulted in mail-in balloting because they also orchestrated and pre-planned and carried out the psychological operation, create the fear, create lockdowns, keep people in their homes to justify getting the mail-in ballots. And because people were scared, because they were frightened, because they were locked in this psychological blind of manufactured fright, when the proposal was set forth that we'll do all mail-in balloting, people actually thought they were doing it out of concern. You fools. You naive idiots. There was never a threat. There was never a danger. There was never a reason to do mail-in balloting. Not only did they do it in the other perfect way, right? It's an emergency crisis situation. We have to do this. It's temporary, but now it's forever. But now it still exists. Now Arizona is saying it will take 10 to 13 days after the election to get the votes counted. The only reason mail-in balloting exists at all is so they can cheat. There's no other reason. There's no excuse for this. Even if the excuse was valid in 2020, it's ridiculous in 2024. It's completely nonsensical. It doesn't even remotely make, they don't even have the excuse to pretend it makes sense in 2024. So why does mail-in balloting exist? So they can cheat. Very simply. So stop being naive. Stop being naive. Stop believing that the people in power in our country have your best interests in mind or are implementing brand new outrageous policy measures out of a concern for your health or concern for your safety or a desire to create, you know, a system by which the election can be even more secure. It's a lie. It's just all a lie. If the American people would just think potentially, like just have the possibility in their mind, maybe these people aren't being honest. Maybe I don't need to give them carte blanche. Maybe when they're reorganizing and reestablishing the entire voting process arbitrarily by fiat, maybe there's an ulterior motive there, and maybe we shouldn't let them, because once they get their foot in their door, that's it. It's over. No election ever will be legit ever again.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. support free speech, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thegallowshowstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
InfoWars is listener supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks.
I don't know. How to express this. I don't know how we got here. Rudy Giuliani is a legendary American hero. Let's just be clear about that, right? As a district attorney or city prosecutor in New York, he basically single-handedly brought down the mob. Right? That was his start. That alone makes him a legendary figure, a man of historical importance. He, of course, comes to prominence as the young prosecutor that takes on the New York City mob and brings it down through RICO charges. He parlays that in becoming the mayor of New York of course, America's mayor during 9/11. Somebody that has proven himself as an honorable archon of justice, right? In any other time period, in any other culture, what he's achieved politically, he's not a person that was surrounded by scandals. He's not somebody that grubbed his way up like Kamala Harris. He's somebody that has actual, tangible, incredibly important historical achievements in the realm of criminal justice. And who carried out his administration of New York in a way that, like, we wish all politicians would do. This man, at 80 years old, is having everything he owns taken from him, literally. Because he questioned Georgia election workers that are on camera after poll watchers have gone home, after they lied about a water main break in Georgia. They're on video pulling out ballots from tubs under desks and running them through machines over and over, the same ballots. It's on video.
There's audio.
It was illegal. It was after they lied to send all the poll watchers home, and they promised they were stopped counting, and then they kept counting. This is how they stole the election. Because he brought this up, they're taking everything from him. They're celebrating it. They're like ecstatic over this. There's no future for a culture that does this to its heroes. Okay? There's no way forward when this is the way you treat. I mean, he's the Daniel Penny of politicians, right? Steps up, does the right thing, and is now being punished for it. Story from CNN. Rudy Giuliani must give control of luxury items and Manhattan apartment to Georgia election workers he defamed, judge rules. A federal judge on Tuesday ordered former Donald Trump attorney and New York mayor Rudy Giuliani to turn over all his valuable possessions and his Manhattan penthouse apartment to the control of Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, the Georgia election workers he defamed and to whom he now owes $150 million. $150 million for defaming some fat bitches from Georgia? Like, what are you talking about?
We were all thinking it.
I'm thinking other stuff. Judge Louis Lyman of the federal court in Manhattan said Giuliani must turn over his interest in the property to the women in 7 days to a receivership, which they will control. The judge's turnover order of the luxury items is swift and simple, but the penthouse apartment will have its control transferred so Freeman and Moss can sell it, potentially for millions of dollars. The women who counted Georgia ballots after the 2020 election will also be entitled to about $2 million in legal fees, Giuliani has said the Trump campaign soloism, the judge said. In addition to the Trump campaign fees in New York apartment, Giuliani must turn over a collection of several watches, including ones given to him by European presidents after September 11th, 2001 attacks, a signed Joe DiMaggio jersey, and other sports memorabilia, a 1980 Mercedes once owned by Hollywood star Lauren Bacall. Additionally, the judge ordered that Giuliani turn over his television, items of furniture, and jewelry. This is a more severe punishment than murderers and rapists get. You still get to keep your stuff if you rape somebody. You don't have your, like, heirlooms, things your father gave you, taken from you and given to somebody else because you questioned their professional activity in America, particularly about an election. So if you question the propriety or the honesty of election workers in America, that election worker can then sue you and take everything you own, everything your children were going to inherit, things that aren't even worth much but have a sentimental value as like trophies or items of importance from a historic life of public service. Like, what the hell is happening? How did it get this far? Where? When did we let it get like this? Lyman hasn't yet decided if Giuliani will be able to keep a Palm Beach, Florida condominium he owns or the four New York Yankees World Series rings he has, which Giuliani's son contends his father gave him. Okay, so now they're taking rings from Giuliani's son because Giuliani gave them to his son. Michael Gottlieb, a lawyer for Freeman and Moss, told CNN's Aaron Burnett on Out Front that the judge's order was, quote, necessary and key step in our client's ability to start to recover some of what has been taken away from them. Nothing has been taken away from them. They didn't have anything to begin with. I'm speechless. He says, today's ruling, I think, is an example of how the justice system, even though it may take some time and even though it may resolve in the courage of people like Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, will hold powerful people to account for these kind of wrongs, he said. Questioning why they were putting the same ballot through the machine over and over. Questioning why they were continuing to count ballots after sending all of the ballot observers home. The election observers home. I'm speechless. Is this just like, not only is this not justice, this is beyond description. I mean, this is just, it's literally completely insane. I mean, maybe not. I mean, maybe this is just the way it is now. I mean, Alex Jones gets fined $1.5 billion for questioning why a father who lost his kid is laughing 10 years later. The judge said he was using a receivership to facilitate the transfer of Giuliani's New York property to the women because of the unique nature of the asset. He noted that one of the advantages of using the legal mechanism is that it's well suited to working with auction houses and brokers like Sotheby's and Christie's to ensure the maximum sale value is realized. The defamation case against Giuliani and the latest steps to enforce the judgment are examples of how the lawyers who assisted in Trump's election subversion schemes have faced consequences for those actions, even as the criminal prosecutions against Trump and his allies have been slow to gain traction. Giuliani, who previously served as U.S. attorney in Manhattan, has also lost his law license because of how he perpetrated false election claims, and professional disciplinary proceedings against other former Trump lawyers are ongoing. Right-wing news outlets, including Fox News, have had to settle lawsuits brought by voting machine companies, and former executives were subject to other election conspiracy theories. Last December, a federal judge ordered Giuliani to pay nearly $150 million for his lies about Freeman and Moss, and the pair have been working ever since to collect the money. He was ordered to pay $16 million to Freeman for defamation, $17 million to Moss for defamation, $20 million each for emotional distress, and $75 million in total for punitive damages. He questioned whether they're cheating in the election. He claimed to see what we all saw with our eyes, the fact that Georgia pretended to shut down counting, only to continue counting throughout the night, and for all of those votes to go exclusively to Joe Biden, putting him just above Donald Trump by the time we all woke up in the morning. And because he questioned this, two warthogs in Georgia now own his penthouse and his condominium in Florida, and the watches that were given to him by European leaders, and a sports car that he's had for 40 years, and the rings that he gave his son, the New York Yankees. So in the modern justice system, if you question the actions of election workers that are on camera doing extremely suspicious things, if you dare to simply say things about that, question that in an effort to get a real investigation going, they leave you homeless. They steal all of your heirlooms. They give them all to the people who cheated and rigged the election. They strip you of your license. At 80 years old, they want to take every home you have, every car you have, every piece of jewelry you've accumulated over a lifetime of monumental and legendary public service. I think what I'm feeling is shame. I think I'm ashamed that we're allowing this to happen. I don't know what it is, but like, I feel like I'm grieving. I feel like I'm grieving the loss of America. Like, what we had is over. It's over. If they can get away with this, think about the number of people that have to be in on this. Think about the number of people, the number of evil, ugly little gremlins that have to go along with this outrageous scam. What damage was done to the minimum wage poll watching cheaters, Ruby Moss and Shea whatever? What damage was done? Were they, you know, superstar athletes and Rudy Giuliani broke their leg and cost them hundreds of millions of dollars in future career prospects? Come on. They lost nothing. If anything, the only thing that's happened to them is they've gained national notoriety, probably have a book deal, will probably be running for governor of Georgia by this time next year. Nothing has happened to them. No damage has been done. Nobody was hurt. Yeah, let's bring up more pictures of the women. Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss or whatever her name is. Giuliani was found guilty last year of defamation against Freeman and Moss after failing to respond to parts of their lawsuit. The mother and daughter claimed in their case that they've suffered emotional and reputational harm, as well as having their safety put in danger after Giuliani singled them out when he made false claims of ballot tampering in Georgia. Well, they were the ones on camera. So, you know, it wasn't Giuliani singling them out as much as it was them doing the thing that we're talking about, them being the ones on camera rigging the election. I can't even find what the defamation supposedly was. I mean, think about all the Me Too claims that turned out to be totally fraudulent. Where's Christie Blasey Ford and the defamation that roiled this country in chaos and had a Supreme Court justice weeping on the stand for the blatant and ridiculous fabrications that she came up with out of thin air? This is what I mean. It's not enough to just elect Donald Trump. It's not enough. It will never be enough until all of these people are subjected to the same treatment they're subjecting us to. How many false stories have been spread over the last 4 years about Donald Trump, about like with real world consequences, with actual, you know, devastating outcomes. Some cases, wars being started over the lies, like in Ukraine. The lies of Donald Trump quid pro quo. How many lies about COVID? How many lies about the border? How many lies are we just inundated with on a daily basis? Today, there's like four stories. Donald Trump saying something about burying a Mexican woman. And I wish I had the generals that Hitler had. I mean, just lie after lie after lie. Total defamation. Point blank. You know, case closed. Just blatant, insane fabrications about Alex Jones. How many people have said things about Alex Jones that are just ridiculously wrong? It has nothing to do with justice. It has nothing to do with these women losing anything. Nothing was done to them. No damage was caused. No threats were made. Nothing happened. Rudy Giuliani questioned the propriety of these women in their professional capacity as election workers, safeguards of our sacred democracy. And he is now losing everything he's ever owned. Just like Alex Jones. Just like Alex Jones's children, Rudy Giuliani's children will now have their inheritance given, in this case, to two obese hippopotamuses from Georgia. With fingernails the size of loaves of bread. I don't even have anything to say. Like, I just really hope it's impressed on people. Like, the only way out of this. Because you have to realize, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? They do this to Rudy frickin' Giuliani. Say what you want about pretty much any other politician. They're all scumbags. They're all dirtbags. Rudy Giuliani, maybe alone, stands out as somebody who's been in the political sphere for decades and yet totally uncorrupt, totally legit, total straight shooter, actual tangible achievements. Breaking up the mob, all of his, of course, statesmanship after 9/11. And this man is having everything taken from him, absolutely everything. So where do you think this goes from here? What do you think happens now? Oh, I just put in a video maybe we can go to of one of the lawfare coordinators in all of this. Harry Littman celebrating his friend, the judge in this case, taking everything from Rudy Giuliani. Maybe we'll play that. You got that? Let's go to this and let's go to it. With the, you know, in the mindset of where does this go from here? What happens now? If they're able to get away with this, if they're able to do this to Rudy Giuliani, that will be the precedent, just like what they're doing with Alex Jones. And it will never end. The only way to set this right, the only way to get this back in order, is to take these same extreme. If this is justice today, if this is how justice works now, then okay, those are the rules we have to play by. And systematically, everybody involved in the destruction of this country have to be liquidated. Everything they own has to be given to us. Everything they've ever achieved has to be undone, dismantled, destroyed. They have to go to prison. They have to be disbarred. They have to have everything taken from them. Those are the stakes we're playing at now. Let's go to this video and let's watch, again, this despicably ugly, gremlin-looking psychopath vibrating with glee at the fact that his good friend, the judge in this case, has helped him to take everything Rudy Giuliani owns, including family heirlooms. Let's watch.
One, Harry here to talk about the big hammer of receivership coming down, bam, on Rudy Giuliani. All right, there's an opinion that has just been issued by Judge Lewis Lyman. Asterisk. I've known him for many years, clerked with him. He is extremely well respected. And I think as messy as this case is, a court of appeals having a solid opinion below is not going to be looking to mess with it. So I see Giuliani's chances of sort of doing anything to get out from under this as being small. Okay, so what happened? You have now finally the judgment has gone against him, and by the way, his son who intervened, and the plaintiffs in the case say, look, he's got all this personal and real property, and we want it just transferred to us. We want to take possession of it and sell it or not. Enough funny business. It's time now to actually take this stuff and give it over. All right, so there are two residences in question. One is a luxury co-op on Madison Avenue. One is a mansion of sorts down in Florida. Besides that, there's a claim for a few million dollars in unpaid legal fees that the Trump organization ostensibly owes Giuliani. And besides that, there's all this personal property, much of which he claims has special sentimental value, World Series rings, and the like. So the bottom line is Judge Lyman says, right now, within 7 days, your interest in your Madison Avenue co-op is going to be put into receivership under the control of Moss and Freeman. That's it. 7 days, you lose your any kind of interest in this property. Boom, that's done.
Yeah, he questioned us. Just give us all of his stuff. Just he has lots. He has millions of dollars. He has priceless heirlooms. I should have let it keep playing because that guy mocks Rudy Giuliani saying that some of these things have sentimental value. He's like, some of these things he says have sentimental value, but too bad. They don't even care about the wealth. Like, they want to humiliate. They want to leave destitute American heroes like Rudy Giuliani. We have failed as a nation. I think we've failed.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, and ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexshowstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexshowstore.com. Again, I thank you for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'll try to speed through some of what else we have to cover today. I do think it's worth it to sort of drill down what's going on to Rudy Giuliani, how utterly outrageous it is. And just on a final note there, just while I'm thinking about it, it has nothing to do at the end of the day with anything Rudy Giuliani said, any claims he made. It doesn't matter. Nothing that he could have even possibly said is worth him losing everything he's ever owned. It's pretty simple. If you rape and murder somebody, you don't lose your home and your family heirlooms. If you criticize or question somebody, why is it that they can then take everything you've ever built? There's no way this is how the law is supposed to go. There's no way this is an appropriate exercise of justice. There's just no way. It just this doesn't compute. It doesn't work. It doesn't matter. So let's just be clear. There's nothing these people can say. There's nothing you can say about anybody that's worth $150 million unless you make a false claim that cost somebody a career that would have made them $150 million. Then maybe in damages, punitive damages, $70 million. Are you kidding me? Literally would have been less cost and damage if Rudy Giuliani had just like stabbed these women. Like it's crazy. This is what I'm trying to impress upon you. You don't lose $150 million. You don't have to sell your Manhattan penthouse and auction off your heirloom rings and watches. Even when you commit a crime or actually severely injure somebody, you can put somebody in a hospital. You can paralyze people and get less punishment than Rudy Giuliani is receiving. There are stories that are going around today of people caught raping children and filming it and going to jail for 6 months. But when they get out, they still have their heirlooms. Just want to impress upon you people what justice looks like in this new world that we're creating. Again, with the design, the impetus, the desire of impressing upon people in power that the precedent has been set. Embrace it or be destroyed by it. As they get more desperate, they get more dangerous. And today in particular, it seems like they went over and above. They went well beyond their typical hysterics. It's like four headlines today. Trump, I need the kind of generals that Hitler had. Okay. Oh, right, he's Hitler. Oh, right, he must want to bake all of the Jews in ovens because somebody who hates him said he once said he needs generals like Hitler? I still just relate this back to like what we were talking about yesterday. Hitler had good generals. I mean, they backstabbed him a lot, so in a way, Trump does have generals like Hitler. There's something called respecting your enemies that they don't understand.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjosore.com. But I personally like this one, murdered out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like murdered out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjosore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again murdered out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjosore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjosore.com and get your Patriot gear.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal is on. The mainstream media is... they've got this clever new idea. They all came up with it at the same time, strangely. I wonder if it's going to work out. They've all decided, all of a sudden, and for the first time, to call Trump a fascist and a dictator. What? This is the first time hearing of this, yes. It's like four headlines today. Trump, fascist. Trump, dictator. Trump, Hitler. Wow, you really have nothing, huh? No, your desperate squealing is... No, it's just, it's getting old. It's getting very old. And it's not going to work. And let's just try to shine some light of reality on the darkness we're being rapidly enveloped by. We'll go now to clip number 11. This, again, is a person we played yesterday, Victor Davis Hanson, who, by the way, is a world-renowned and extreme, probably the most popular historian today, because we play Victor Davis Hanson clips are mostly about politics these days. But you have to know he's not just a political pundit. He is a historian who writes history books about all sorts of topics, particularly ancient civilizations like Rome. And he's taking the knowledge that he's gleaned from a lifetime of being a best-selling historian and simply looking at the modern world through a historian's eyes. Here is Victor Davis Hanson, clip number 11, on the real threats to democracy.
In 2020, whatever one thinks of Donald Trump, the fact that four prosecutors may have 500 indictments. I mean, Charles Manson didn't earn 500 indictments. So it's a use of the levers of government to warp elections and to be exempt from the consequences of their activity. We've had four subsequent FBI directors. They all have one thing in common. Robert Mueller misled the country when under oath he said he didn't know what fusion GPS or steel were. And then, of course, James Comey claimed amnesia 245 times under oath. And Andrew McCabe, admittedly, by his own admission, lied four times to federal investigators. And then Christopher Wray has just been stonewalling. And they all have one thing in common. There were no consequences. That's a threat to democracy.
Right. And I think this is... to me, this is the threat to democracy is when the people in power, whether elected or not, really, have no accountability.
No accountability.
To the people. Because to me, the accountability, the founding of the country, is based upon limitations of the people in power, right? I mean, this is, this part of the limitation is the accountability. And accountability by election isn't enough. We need to have accountability. So how do we ensure accountability? I mean, one of the ways, and I think these have been lost, and this is what I'd like to get your thoughts on, the accountability from my lifetime has been number one, the investigative journalism side of things.
Yes, that's
the
one
media
way.
Has always been a lever insisting and holding these people in power to account. That to me has been gone, has been removed, because the media is a gross failure in being an objective, truth-seeking body. Similarly, the courts have been politicized. I mean, these to me are the real threats to democracy, whereas the people who keep claiming that people like Trump are threats to democracy, or electing Republicans is a threat to democracy, that claim is simply overtly self-contradictory, because they're claiming that democratic outcomes are threats to democracy.
It really is that absurd, I mean. I don't even, it's like the left is going insane, but it's making me feel insane. It's like some sort of gaslighting Ouroboros, like some sort of infinitely repeating fractal pattern. I can't get a grip on that. I don't understand. I don't understand how they've driven people so insane. Again, I'm used to a world where, like, things just make at least a little bit of sense. At least when something is revealed to be false, people stop believing it. Or after year upon year upon year of lies being proven to be lies, maybe you stop listening to the people lying to you. Like, what do we do? What do we do here? Not only is everything they just laid down perfectly accurate, Victor Davis Hanson and Dr. Scott Atlas laying down there just blatant absurdity that, like, it is exhausting to continue to have to point out. And it's everything. I mean, just every headline in mainstream media today about Trump being Hitler, Trump being a dictator, Trump, of course, the number one threat, the fear that they're instilling in their supporters is that Trump will use the Justice Department, he'll use his power of the executive branch to go after his enemies. Clip 13 is Joe Biden, as president, saying we have to lock up Donald Trump. Why? Because he's winning the election. Let's watch.
He is talking about doing away with the entire Department of Education. He's talking, he means it. This is not a joke. This is the guy who also wants to replace every civil servant, every single one. Thinks he has a right under the Supreme Court ruling on immunity to be able, if need be, if it was the case, to actually physically kill someone who he believes to be a threat to him. I mean, so I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up. Politically lock him up.
We shall lock him up politically. That doesn't even make sense. What did he even list out there? He's going to get rid of the Department of Education. Okay, what does that mean? Again, I've had this criticism of Republicans. You got to get better on branding. You got to get better on the way you say things. People legitimately think that you want to get rid of schools. Like, you got to understand, American people are dumb. They're dumb people. A lot of them. So when you say we want to abolish or get rid of or eliminate the Department of Education, that scares the dumb people because they think that means that you, like, hate education or something stupid. It's very simple. You just phrase it in a way that sounds good. It's not hard. We want to return education to the states. Is that so difficult? But he mentions limiting the Department of Education. Then he listed something else that was like vague and uncertain. And then he just goes full insanity, just full total canard to just lie, where he's just like, and he also wants to kill people who he disagrees with. He wants to kill people who he thinks are a threat to him, or just something, just making it up. But this is the point, right? Is it's these made up nonsense things that then say, so we got to lock him up. We got to lock him up because he's a threat to democracy. He's controlled by Russia because he wants to eliminate the Department of Education and also wants to use the military against people that are a threat to him, whatever. It's just, they just make things up, convince people of it, not from one statement, but from drip after drip after drip, day after day after day, year over year over year of lies about Donald Trump building up, even though they're all disproven. That never seems to make an impact, even though all of the claims about him are shown to be utterly false. That never seems to matter to these people. And what you end up with is literal insanity. I'm not just saying the word literally to emphasize a point. I'm saying it per its definition. They've driven people to insanity. They're mentally ill at this point. Clip number one is a lady talking to her neighbor about the fact she has a Donald Trump sign in her lawn. These are the type of dysfunctional golems they've created, the misengineered robots that are walking around calling themselves our fellow Americans. Let's go to clip number one.
Hi. I want to know how you can vote.
We can't answer the door right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, you can do it now.
Shameful. Are you the one that walks by here and always screaming at people?
No, I haven't walked by recently.
Okay, because a lot of people walk by and scream.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You are voting for the devil. Don't you know that?
No.
Why are you voting for him?
Because I believe he is the moral candidate.
Oh, my God. F*** you for that one.
That's
moral?
Exactly right. That's how your side acts.
Oh, my God.
That's
He's
how
the
you
most
guys...
immoral person around.
In your opinion, that's
oh,
okay.
Oh, you.
Yeah, that's, I'm sorry. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. God, God bless you.
Just in literal, inaudible screeching at the end there. Are moral betters, you know, teaching us what's moral? F you for not believing the lies you keep being fed. What's the what do we do here? What do we do here, guys? What's the solution to shrieking insane harpies cursing you out because of how moral they are? You know what I mean? Like, what do we do? What do we do about this? How can they not see their own insanity? I guess that's the definition of insanity. I mean, you can't see it. They can't see it. They're like rabid dogs. Like, it's not their fault they've been infected, but now they're a danger to everybody else around them. Don't you love it? Being lectured and harangued about morality by the bitter old cat lady shrieking at her neighbor, F you, because you're voting for literally the devil. Who's voting for the person whose only stance is kill babies in the womb? And again, it's not just hypocrisy in the realm of despotism and tyranny and just outrageous judgments that are the anathema of justice. What about foreign election interference? Trump Vance campaign fights Kamala's foreign election interference scheme. Representatives of the British government previously sought to go door to door in America to campaign for Kamala Harris. The Trump Vance campaign has filed a Federal Elections Commission complaint about the Harris-Waltz campaign and the Labour Party of the UK for illegal foreign campaign contributions and interference in our elections. In 2 weeks, Americans will once again reject the oppression of big government that we rejected in 1776. The flailing Harris-Waltz campaign is seeking foreign influence to boost its radical message because they know they can't win the American people. President Trump will return strength to the White House and put America and our people first. The Harris campaign's acceptance and use of this illegal foreign assistance is just another feeble attempt in a long line of anti-American election interference. The far-left Labor Party has inspired Kamala's dangerous liberal policies and rhetoric. In recent weeks, they have recruited and sent party members to campaign for Kamala in critical battleground states attempting to influence our election. So you've got British Labour Party members actually coming to America and campaigning on behalf of Kamala Harris. These people who spent 4+ years telling us the greatest threat to our democracy was foreign influence because some Russian person bought $10,000 worth of Facebook ads. I mean, it's just completely and utterly insane. It makes sense in a way. In a way, it makes sense because they really are collapsing on every front. Like embarrassing, total meltdown mode. Joe Biden is calling to lock up Donald Trump, not even sticking with the pretense of him having committed a crime. They tried that lie out for a while. Didn't actually work because he never actually committed a crime because he's not actually a criminal, unlike all of them. So now they just say it's because of his political positions. He wants to get rid of the Department of Education. I guess he should be locked up. That's what the President of the United States said on camera. We just played you the clip. He said, "Trump, here's Trump's position. He wants to get rid of the Department of Education. He wants to do other stuff. We should lock him up." Okay. The lawyers representing the former president had their law license taken. Some of them have been put in jail. Others have had everything they've ever owned and everything they've ever built stolen from them and given over to election workers in Georgia. Let's go down to clip number 6 and see why this is happening. Because Kamala Harris and everybody with her, Gretchen Whitmer was on stage with her yesterday, just looking completely blotto, just completely drunk and out of her mind. Kamala Harris looking fairly similar. They're beyond desperate. They're flailing. They're collapsing, and they're setting up the perfect situation in which they can cheat to win in a blatant way and infuriate everybody and launch January 6, 2.0. Let's go now to clip number 6 just to see how Kamala Harris is doing on the campaign trail here less than 2 weeks before the election. Let's watch.
I was like, "Mommy, you know, the thing about this, I always wanted to go to Howard, and I went to Howard, and actually, it was in February of 2004. Olives with cream cheese on dark rye." And so it's remember, I'm a prosecutor. I have focused on that. I mean, in a nutshell. Yeah. And it was the assessor at the time. "Can you perform some marriages? We need more people." And every, like, nook and cranny of City Hall.
Yeah.
Important is that we also appreciate the nuance. You know, there's a lot to do. There's a lot more to do. This is over the age of 18 as though they're an adult. You know?
Yeah, is it any wonder the Democrats are going insane? I feel insane just watching this.
And people who have money get out. That there is
I feel
no
like I am going insane just having to watch Kamala Harris cackle for several minutes. This video goes on for like 4 minutes. I'm not going to show you the whole thing. It just goes on and on and on. She's insane. She tries to be deep or thoughtful. It's just embarrassing. It's just sad.
Difficult.
She's the dumbest person that's ever run for president by far. That's not an exaggeration whatsoever. It's pathetic. Of course, Tim Walz isn't any better. Let's go now to clip number 10. Tim Walz went on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Apparently, he's still doing The Daily Show. Remember, it was a big deal when he first returned to The Daily Show. It was like one episode got attention, and then I completely forgot about it. I guess for the last several months, he's been doing this. He's been slinking away in the shadows, hosting The Daily Show, I guess. Of no importance and having no impact, since he is a shill for the establishment and everybody gets it at this point. Here he is interviewing Tim Walz, and even he can't put up with the crap the Harris-Walz campaign is trying to shove down people's throat. Let's watch.
The Cheney thing. Do we really have to do that?
Look, it goes broader than that. Look, Bernie Sanders, Dick Cheney, Taylor Swift.
No.
Having the Cheneys on board?
Nah. You can't. Dick Cheney or Taylor Swift? Nah.
We're a big cat.
What country did Taylor Swift get us to invade? No. Yeah.
No, don't you think, though, that... And I do this. I believe this.
Yeah.
There is still a core group of folks out there. You know, your point being, and not joke, the don't tread on me, the Reagan piece of this, the libertarian piece, but the constitutional piece.
Yes.
There are a lot of people out there. I think Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney give permission to those folks who want to find a reason to do the right thing.
The hell is he talking about? I mean, it just makes no sense. Just none of it makes any sense. And half the country is voting for these people? You're telling me half the country can't see through this? Really? Is that true? Is that accurate? You think that's true? I don't want to believe it. I can't believe it. I honestly can't believe it. Some people are starting to wake up. We can go to clip number 7. We've been talking about her. Anna Kasparian from the Young Turks. She seems to be putting the pieces together a little bit, but they're still wrong. They still can't get it. Not because they're stupid. They refuse to understand. Let's just go to Anna Kasparian, and this is good, but frustrating. Let's watch.
Donald Trump is the middle finger manifested in human form. And I think that the individuals who support him, you know, they might support him for other reasons as well. But I do think that one of the dominant reasons is that it's giving a middle finger to our political establishment, to our institutions. And a lot of Americans feel like those institutions and the political establishment has let them down, whether we're talking about the Democratic establishment or the Republican establishment.
Wow, incredible observation that Michael Moore made in 2015. Great. No, I'm glad that 10 years later, you're kind of coming around to what is obvious. The important thing to understand is that the way you characterize it is dishonest, in that it's being portrayed and probably interpreted, you know, by her as this like petulant, just kind of like not pointless, but, you know, just a middle finger. It's just a middle finger because like we hate the establishment because whatever. We feel let down. This is the thing about the liberals' lack of empathy. They can't understand that, like, there's a reason we want to give a middle finger to the establishment. We didn't start this fight. The establishment came after us, is trying to destroy us. We're fighting back against a totalitarian and oppressive and insane facade of lies. So, blame them. If you're mad that there's pushback.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexhillstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the alexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at the alexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic. I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to InfoWars. We haven't really talked about it, but there's a bunch of drama going on with Tim Pool. And it sounds like he's just... It sounds like he and his organization like grew bigger than he can handle. And it's just illuminating watching sort of the collapse. I guess he's fired some people. I guess he announced he's having a kid. I don't know. He's going through some stuff. But he went on a show and he did a rant where he just keeps saying, like, I can't be doing everything. And he's sort of throwing all of his subordinates under the bus, basically saying he works 16 hours a day and they're just sort of kicking their feet up and doing the bare minimum. I just want to remind everybody of what I've said over and over and over for the past several years, which is that InfoWars works harder than anybody else in the business. It's just not even close. And I've talked about it with some other places, and I don't have any particular insight into Tim Pool's situation. I can tell you when I've been there, there's usually a couple people sort of sitting around watching skate videos. It doesn't give off the impression of the most hardworking atmosphere. And you compare that to InfoWars, where everybody that works here is driven by a mission. And that really is, I think, the missing aspect of Tim Pool, is that he's not driven by a mission necessarily, not a well-defined one anyway. Or at least while he may be driven by ambition, it's not something that like inspires or compels people underneath him to put in the same amount of work. InfoWars is a little different. I said on Twitter yesterday, and I'm not even joking, he should really do a show where he brings in Alex Jones, no other co-hosts, no news topics. It doesn't even have to be streamed, but I think it'd be very interesting if it was. Tim Pool needs to sit down and go, Alex, you've been doing this for 30 years. How do you do this? How do you keep the energy up? How do you get your employees to pick up the slack? How do you delegate? I want him to hash out his problems with Alex Jones, not only because I think he genuinely needs advice and input from someone like Alex Jones, who has done this for 30 years and who has built a company where everybody here believes in the mission, puts their own time in, takes, you know, time and effort. I mean, if you think, again, no disrespect to Tim Pool, but like, they don't have any graphics. They don't do three live radio, television, film shows. What work is there to even do at Tim Pool? You do a show a couple times a day. You sit in front of the camera. There's no pre-production. Like, look at everything InfoWars does. The website, band.video, the graphics, the edits, the compilations, the hype edits, the memes. Like, we're just a constant engine churning out content to a massive degree, to a huge audience. And everybody here works themselves to the bone for this mission. Alex Jones, more than anybody else by far. He's here on Saturdays. He's here on Sundays. He's here after the show. He's here before the show. He's dealing with stuff in the commercial breaks. I mean, you want to know what it takes to run an organization like this? You got to be Alex Jones. And I sympathize with Tim Pool because I'm more of a Tim Pool type. I'm not an Alex Jones type when it comes to the things that Tim Pool's talking about. Like, I get it. When he's like, I can't be the one to do everything, I'm like, wow, I could see how that would feel. Luckily, I've the best crew in the entire world who just does everything. And, you know, all the behind-the-scenes stuff is just incredible, all the work that they do. But, like, especially if you're, like, a perfectionist and before start working at InfoWars and I'll do like short films and stuff, I would just do everything because like I just nobody could do it like I could, so I would just have to do it. And like the whole thing with Tim Pool, all sort of, I guess everything broke down because a graphic card stopped working. Now I understand what that's like. We understand what that's like at InfoWars, to have some equipment break and it's just like, it's like symbolic of everything else, right? And Tim Pool even said something like that on his thing, where he's like, I can't even get a computer working. What the hell am I doing? I can't run this company. What the hell are we doing? It's like, I can't. I've been trying to create a coffee shop for 2 years, and I just can't do it. He needs Alex Jones, or the Alex Jones spirit. Because, again, when Alex Jones runs into roadblocks, he gets fired up. I understand Tim Pool's style, but then there's this, like, feedback loop where, like, Tim Pool's not aggressive, so he's not, you know, demanding that people do what they're supposed to do to keep the company running. keeping his employees. You know, he's friends with his employees. Probably not going to fire him. He's not going to, like, yell at them. Somebody on X, when I said, you know, Alex Jones needs to, or he needs to have a conversation with Alex Jones, with somebody like, what, he needs to do what Alex Jones does, you know, yell at the crew and then apologize? And it's like, yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's what it takes. If things aren't working, people aren't doing their jobs, sometimes they have to get yelled at. It's like how it works. I don't know what to tell you. But if you're a Tim Pool type, then you don't yell. You become passive aggressive. Those are the options. You can be aggressive, you can be passive aggressive. And when you're passive aggressive, things just keep going wrong. They keep not working. And instead of like confronting it and maybe even getting a little bit mad, maybe even having a shouting match behind the scenes, like, it's fine. That's what needs to happen for things to get working right. But instead, if you internalize it, then you're like in a bad mood and people are not wanting to, you know, walk on eggs. You know, they want to walk on eggshells around you and don't want to make you mad because they can tell you're mad, but you're not saying anything. And then, you know, they don't really know what to do. It's like, it's communication, it's delegation, it's things that Alex Jones has learned to do. But at the end of the day, what it really is having a mission, having not like a plan moving forward, but like a meaning behind what you're doing, a purpose behind the work. Because like we've said a million times, humans can put up with anything. You can work 16 hours a day. You can be in a foxhole for 12 months. If you believe in what you're doing, if you believe that your sacrifice is worth it, then it's no problem. But it's hard to twiddle your thumbs if there's no purpose to it, right? You can be exhausted and worn out and broken by easy things if you don't feel like there's a reason behind it. So you have to have the reason. And again, I just want to emphasize that it's not just TimCast. It's not just, I don't even want to name the other ones. Nobody works as hard as InfoWars. Nobody works as hard as Alex Jones. And nobody works as hard as InfoWars employees. We do it because we believe in it. We do it because we're proud of what we create. And we do it because we see what Alex Jones puts himself through. And we want to help. And we want to lessen his burden. And we want to take care of things so that he can focus on the real issues. And it just emphasizes yet again this point that InfoWars is unlike any other media organization ever. A variety of different reasons, but probably the most important is the commitment that we have, the ambitions that we hold to save the world from globalism, to illuminate in humanity what we're losing and how to retain it. And if there's any organization that's worth supporting, it's InfoWars. If there's any news outlet that is the real deal and that gives it its all, and that we'll be playing on the field until the final whistle blows, it's InfoWars. So please support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. Sign up for the Alex Jones VIP membership. You sign up for the membership. I think it's a $30 fee, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you want to buy something from the Alex Jones store, if you want to support us and be a contributing member to this mission, if you too are fired up by this fight of humanity versus the faceless robotic censorship, surveillance, oppression grid that's being erected all around us, go now, thealexjonesstore.com, sign up for the VIP. And if there's something that you want to buy that's $40, just buy the membership and you get it for $30 basically. That's basically how it works. It's a great deal. You get a whole bunch of other benefits. You get early access to products. You get, you know, early access to announcements. You will be a part of the inner circle of InfoWars by signing up for the Alex Jones VIP club at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. And you can go there knowing that your contribution is going towards the superlative, the ultimate, the pinnacle of dissident right-wing media, who has proven and has the track record to show that we are not a flash in the pan, but a decades-old institution at this point that has changed the world and will continue to change the world as long as your support keeps us afloat. And again, I want to emphasize and sort of the undergirding to so much of our messaging. But maybe we need a shirt or something. Maybe there's a more clever way to say it. Stop being naive. Don't be a sucker. Just have a bare minimum of skepticism about what you're being told by the authorities. That's all that we're asking. Just stop falling for it. It's not hard. We were right about COVID. We were right. And this is one of the things when I said that Anna Kasparian doesn't quite get it because she treats the middle finger that is Donald Trump as some sort of just petulant, reactionary, childish symbol of defiance against people for no reason. It's the same sort of message I feel like we were getting from the likes of Scott Adams when he finally came around to the fact that the vaccine wasn't legit and was dangerous. And he says, you win. You guys win. The people who simply believed the opposite of whatever the government said, the people who just, as a matter of course, rejected everything they heard, they were the right ones. And it's like, no, this isn't petulant. Nothing about this is childish or reactionary or knee-jerk or uninformed. We didn't believe in COVID because we had the facts, because we knew what the truth was, because we'd researched it, because we'd looked into it, because we'd actually read the statements of the people involved, because we watched Event 201, because we knew about the laboratories, because we knew about Wuhan, because it wasn't just childish, petulant, knee-jerk reaction where we just disbelieve everything because we don't know any better. No, we do know better. We support Trump not because we just want to symbolically and flailingly send a signal to people because we hate them for no reason. It's intelligent. It's informed. It's an understanding that we have. You're on the cusp of, Anna Kasparian, that a lot of liberals out there are kind of coming around to. But there's a level of like disrespect and dismissiveness when you act like it's just because we're just children that just do the opposite of whatever we're told. No. If the media didn't lie, we wouldn't call them liars. If the vaccine was legit, we would have told you that. And when the government does tell the truth, we tell you, but we don't go on there. So, again, you've got the mail-in ballots as like almost the perfect icon of the modern new age of conspiracy, where it's not really done in secret. It's done out in the open. And it's got everything. It was a manufactured crisis because they created the virus. The response was manufactured and organized and orchestrated to create fear, to create the fright in people that would allow them to be taken advantage of. Then they implement this thing that they claim is going to be temporary because it's a necessary measure to deal with the crisis they created, problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem. They engineer the reaction through their media campaign of fear. And then their solution to this, at least one aspect of it, is mail-in ballots. The problem with America is that we're full of naive, trusting, sorry to say it, boomers. It's people that, and I don't necessarily blame them, they grew up in a world where it seemed like you could trust the authorities. And so to them, when someone comes along and goes, this lockdown thing, as if they aren't the ones that created it, to deal with this virus, as if they aren't the ones that created it in a lab, means we have to do mail-in ballots. And everybody's sitting there going, oh, thank goodness we have, you know, these systems in place and these authorities that know what to do and jumped into action to deal with it. When in reality, the whole thing was to create fraud. The whole reason mail-in ballots exist is because they can be defrauded. Maybe if you were just a gullible, foolish, naive ignoramus in 2020, you could have believed that there was a legitimate reason for mail-in ballots because of the virus. In 2024, the fact that they are now saying it will be 10 to 13 days before Arizona has election results, where's your naivety now? Where's your ignorance now? Where's your gullibility now? Do you believe this? Do you think this is just a natural consequence of the people who are trying their best to do the right thing and just have a democracy where everybody has their say and you know everybody gets to vote and participate? I mean, come on. Come on. Are you going to hire the person that's been convicted as a jewel thief 15 times to be your security guard at night for your jewelry store? Like, are you that big of a sucker? These people are liars. They're schemers. It's proven over and over and over again. And people just had a modicum. And, you know, it's kind of like what we were talking about yesterday with Brother Nathaniel. He always, you know, takes on this position where he's, you know, he takes on the voice of the people he's against and just saying, oh, you stupid goyim, you foolish goyim. Not realizing that we're being tricked. It kind of is that. It's like, I know you're not a bad person. I know you don't want to screw people over. I know you're not about to take advantage of some once-in-a-lifetime medical crisis to make the voting system less secure so you can cheat. I know that never even enters into your mindset of like what you would want to do or even think is a thing people want to. But people want to do this. People have plans. People have schemes. People have designs that they're implementing. And they only work because you don't question them, because you don't think about it, because you don't consider for even a moment that there might be some ulterior motive behind their actions, even though there obviously are, because the things they're proposing make no sense for the excuses that they're giving. It's 2024. COVID, for all intents and purposes, doesn't even exist anymore. So why are we still doing mail-in ballots? Again, it's another one of these things where if you want to know how the New World Order does things, it creates crises, it manages the reaction, it creates fear, and then it imposes something that they claim is temporary, that they intend to be permanent, and that's just what they did. And they do it over and over. Ooh, terrorism is a big threat. We better pass this Patriot Act to deal with it. Oh, now that's the law of the land, and forevermore, you have no privacy, and the government can spy on everybody, and criminalize anything they want, and deem anybody terrorist, and now they're a legitimate military target. I mean, this is what they do. So just stop trusting them. Stop going along with it. Just stop being suckers. Stop being naive. How many times? Fluoride? They came out and said fluoride causes brain damage. Why do you think it's in our water? The purpose of a system is what it does. Why do you think it was revealed that 10,000 plus convicted murderers were let in purposefully through our asylum system? Because people at the top just want what's best for America? Or are they again preying on your naivety, preying on the fact that you aren't a bad person? You don't have to be a bad person, but you have to recognize there are bad people. You have to recognize that they can't just get away with what they want to get with what they want to get away with without cloaking it in seemingly positive reasons. But at this point, they don't even have to do that anymore. I mean, at least in 2020, they did do the virus to get the mail-in ballots. But, you know, next time, they probably won't even bother. Those make up some others who say, yeah, we just need mail-in ballots because reasons. Who cares, right? They'll just do it. People just go along with it in this naive gullibility of, well, there he is. He's the Secretary of State, so he can do that. It's no, totally illegitimate, totally unconstitutional, totally outside of the bounds of lawful activity, and yet they just do it, and people just let him get away with it. And it's almost like we're paralyzed. We cannot react because 9 out of 10 Americans just can't even fathom that people would so abuse the system that they've created. People would so take advantage of the gullibility and the beneficence of the American people. So we're going to lose it all. It's very, very simple. Let's go to clip number 3 here. It's Maricopa County, Arizona, saying it'll take 10 to 13 days to tabulate the results of the election. Absurd. That's absurd. There's absolutely no reason other than they need over a week to cheat. Let's watch.
anyway, very tight races here. In fact, Maricopa County setting the stage that tabulating all these votes may not be an election night thing. It may take days.
Wow. Well, 12 News journalist Colleen Sikora explains that county leaders are asking voters for patience and to be prepared.
Tight races, high interest in the election, and a two-page ballot are leaving Maricopa County officials warning of lines on election day and also warning it's going to take them 10 to 13 days to tabulate results. Two pages and an average of 79 contests per ballot.
We are expecting heavy turnout this year, and so that's why we're really encouraging people to vote early.
2 weeks out from Election Day, and some votes are in.
More than 400,000 people have cast their ballot in Maricopa County.
That's out of an anticipated 2.1 million voter turnout this year.
We are seeing a little bit of a lag of where we were in 2020, but the last few days we've actually seen an uptick in turnout, so I am expecting that we will start approaching very close to those 2020 numbers.
What can impact the amount of results released and when? Early ballots dropped off on Election Day.
Our races will be close.
And on Election Day, lines are expected, even with an increase in vote centers and voting booths at those vote centers.
If you're going to vote on Election Day, vote in person and use that on-site tabulator so that those votes will be tabulated on that evening, as opposed to dropping off your early ballot on Election Day.
The county adding more high-speed tabulators, more election workers.
We're increasing staffing at our ballot processing as well because, again, we're handling double the number of the sheets of paper. And so we are looking to both have extra shifts, night shifts, if necessary, in ballot processing and then in the next step that takes place in election administration, and that's through tabulation.
But tabulation expected to take time.
We do expect that it will take between 10 and 13 days to complete tabulation.
10 and 13 days to complete tabulation. No. No, that shouldn't happen. They're saying 25% of Georgia's votes will be coming from overseas. No. We just have to say no. All you have to do is say no. People in power have to say no. There's no reason. No legitimate concern. We'll finish up in the first 5 minutes of the next hour with election news because, by the way, people that are going to vote early are being lied to and tricked into not voting, basically. You also have this. Harris County voter registrar hasn't keyed into her office in 4 years. The elected official in charge of Harris County's voter registration and tax collection appears to have been absent from her office for years, last swiping her ID to enter the county building in late 2020. First sworn into office in 2017, tax assessor collector Ann Harris Bennett, tasked with a wide array of duties that affect nearly every Harris County resident, has not been in office for 4 years. She's the voter registrar. What are we doing? I mean, this country is just falling apart, literally.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to Whole Foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, and ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to the alexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. We have so much more to cover in this last hour of American Journal. Man, we got it. Yeah, we got a lot to fit in here. Let's finish up talking about the election, because people are already reporting problems with early voting. We'll go first to clip number 12 here. This is voters in Illinois informed the scanner is not working, so you just leave your votes with us. It'll be fine. Let's watch.
Nobody's going to open that up whatsoever until tonight, and that's us who takes care of us. So you know us. You have our badges. You have everything. If you have a problem, I don't see us having a problem. We're going to be here late tonight. A rover is coming from the warehouse. They're supposed to come out to fix it for us. If they fix it, we close the alternative ballot box and start using the scanner. But those that alternative ballots will be processed later on tonight.
Nope, I'll be back.
Yeah.
So we have to balance all the people we process against the scanner. And if we don't process, we get fired.
It's going to be somebody there from each party. There's 15 people here.
So the scanners are broken?
We have one scanner. And the one scanner is broken.
Okay. I'll be back up.
Okay. We're open again for the next 14 days.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
There you go. Scanner broken in Illinois. One good rule of thumb is just be suspicious if there are changes that are made that are not necessary. It's just an easy rule of thumb. The one that always comes to mind for me is the smart meters, where it's like you got meters and just have a little rotating thing, tells you how much electricity you're using. Perfectly fine. Does the job it's supposed to do. No advancements necessary. And they come out with this thing. It's like, but you can monitor. Now you can monitor every appliance and you can whatever, like all this stuff, the smart meters. And it's going to cost millions of dollars to replace them all. And they do the same thing that the old meters did. And it's like, well, then why are you spending all the money to replace it? Could there be some ulterior motive? It's not actually doing the job it's supposed to do better. So what else is it doing? And of course, a few years later, they're like, actually, it turns out we can use smart meters to surveil people. And of course, as always, they started off with something that sounds good. You'd be crazy to be against. We can monitor smart meters for elderly people so we can tell if something happens to them. You know, if they fall and hurt themselves, we'll know because, you know, their electricity usage will... The pattern that when they normally make tea, they won't make tea, and we'll know that there's something strange going on. Absurd. So why are you putting in the smart meters? For surveillance, for control, for any number of reasons that have nothing to do with what ostensibly they're being put in for. Same thing with voting. Counting votes isn't hard. Scanning ballots isn't hard. When suddenly it's like, oh, but now we're going to have this extra system where you're going to have to put it in this box, then the box is going to be sent somewhere else, then that's going to be scanned there, and then you're going to get a readout above it. And it's just like, no, there's ulterior motives going on here. There are reasons this is happening that are not logical if all you're doing is trying to count votes. We did that for 200 years without a problem. Suddenly it's a giant issue. Suddenly we can't count ballots. Suddenly it's taking 10 to 13 days. Suddenly all the scanners are broken. Suddenly all the computers have to be hooked up to the internet to count votes. No, it doesn't. It's all being done for fraud. It's all of these things being implemented. If they aren't needed for the reason they're saying they're needed, then there's a different reason they're implementing these. It's really not complicated. Let's go down to clip number 24, where people that go to early vote are again told, once again, this is somewhere else other than Illinois, somewhere else where the scanners are broken, and they're telling people, go ahead and fill out the ballot anyway, and we'll put it off in this box, and we'll make sure to count that later. Don't worry. Don't do it. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Clip number 24.
Well, so much for early voting. Their scanner's broken, and they said, don't worry. We'll just put it in a box, and we'll make sure we scan them all tonight when everybody leaves. And I said, no, I'll come back another day.
And that's the right thing to do, because we know what they do. They put it in another box, and they throw that box away, and they count whatever mail-in ballot was filled out in your name and voted for Joe Biden. That's what they're training their people to do. Oh, the scanner's broken. You just hand your vote to us. We'll make sure to count it later. Yeah, right.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA. I'm dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexshowstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
So many videos to get to this hour, and I want to start with a selection from one of my favorite YouTubers. We should probably try to get on there. I don't think I've ever tried to get him on the show, but he is fantastic. I cannot recommend his videos enough. Razor Fist. He goes by Razor Fist. His rants are really on a whole nother level. They're absolutely incredible. I would feel exploitative, but otherwise I would just play his video. I'd play his whole like 10-minute video. But I don't want to steal him. So if you want to see this full video, you got to go search Razor Fist, all one word, on YouTube and find this. But I thought he did a really good, very typical for Razor pitch for why it's important that you vote, why it's important you vote in the right way. Because as you know, we got two potential dangers here. There's a danger that people are complacent and think that there's no way Kamala can win. Trump's going to win. So it's okay if I can't quite make it on election day. That can be an Achilles heel of ours. We cannot be complacent. We cannot assume this is a foregone conclusion. You have to vote. You still have to vote. Or the other foregone conclusion that they're going to cheat. They're going to, you know, lie anyway. So, you know, what's the point? You got to vote. You got to vote because there is such a thing as too big to rig. Here's Razor Fist breaking it down in the way that only he can.
Post-concussive syndrome. While I have nary a doubt the 2024 election is going to have more fortification than the Maginot Line, I'd hasten to remind you of exactly how well that held up against an unbridled blitzkrieg assault. Bros, broads, black-pilled pissants. We still need to vote. We very much need to vote. In damn droves, might I add. Take two friends. Take your family. Abduct an indigent and send them into the booth to boof Biden and company. But the fact remains, there is such a thing as too big to rig. Remember, 2020 wasn't decided by a million, dillion, bajillion Biden ballots. It was decided by a few thousand ballots in key counties because that's how close the Electoral College was. And it ain't like you can conjure those ballots from thin air. It's a ballot, not a U.S. dollar. Even fraudulent votes actually have to belong to real people, people. That's the way fortification always worked.
You wait until all the votes come in, and then you see how many you need, and then you use ballots that were not sent in or, you know, not returned to make up the difference. There is such a thing as too big to rig, and we have to achieve that threshold. Again, Razor Fist on YouTube. That video called the Kumala Collapse. C-O-U-P, Mala. The Kumala Collapse. Let's go to clip number 9 here. This is a little white pill for us. It's a little breath of sanity in this maelstrom of madness. There are still human beings with functional brains out there. Hopefully this will replenish your hope meter that's been drained throughout this show. Let's go to clip number 9.
This guy just yells in the street, Trump 2024. What makes you love Donald Trump?
If you're truly a patriotic American, how could you not love Donald Trump? If you actually are somebody that does your research and your due diligence as opposed to being pushed by somebody else's propagandist talking points, how could you hate Donald Trump? He's the most popular businessman in American history. If you wanted a movie to be popular throughout all of before 2016, who has the most cameos? I find it funny that as soon as he became a Republican, he became racist. But name me that racist that won an NAACP award. I'll wait. Didn't we have peace around the world when Trump was in office? Why are we in war right now? Oh, and for that daggone bill y'all want to keep talking about the border? Well, y'all okay with the administration giving $60 billion to Ukraine so they can put 1,500 at the border? Here's something else deeper for you to think about. Didn't they leave millions and millions of guns in Afghanistan unguarded and unattended and left the country? Directly after that, Xi Jinping and Putin came down and gave them legitimacy. Well, what happens after that? Oh, didn't Biden give Putin access to a gas pipeline? And then directly after that, he went to war with Ukraine. And then was it a coincidence that one of our basketball stars got locked up in Russia and we traded her for Victor Boot? So we traded the Lord of War for Brittany Griner with a whole bunch of unattended guns in Afghanistan. That's what you voted for. That's better than Trump. You need to wake up, bro.
You need to wake up, bro. This is the division. Are you informed or not? Can you think for yourself or not? Can you connect the dots? Or are you blind to what's right in front of you? Are you being led around on a leash like a dog by people who despise you? Or can you simply look at their actions, their behavior, their lies, and just reject it outright? Just think for yourself. Just see what's happening. It's all right in front of you. That guy just laid out just a tiny sprinkling of some of the blatant conspiracies taking place right in front of our eyes. Do you have the ability to see it? Or is the miasma of leftism clouding your vision? That's the division right now. And funnily enough, that's actually kind of a good transition into another video I want to play. Because I can't get over this video. It's like somebody went back in time and filmed me. I've told you this story. And I've told you the story as one of the first times that I saw what was at work in the American psyche. Or this was like back in high school, maybe the year after. Like maybe I just graduated, but hanging out with friends and bringing up this crazy thing I saw where Obama's birth certificate was fake and you could download it and you could see the layers. And I've told the story before because it was one of the like weird, shocking things where, and my friend's brother was like, "That's fake. You're a racist." I was like, "But no, I'm telling you something I saw with my own eyes. It was a document you can download. Like I saw this, I did it, I'm telling you it. You'd never heard of this, and yet somehow you have a preconceived notion about this thing you'd never heard of, and you project onto me some sort of ulterior motive for just seeing a thing in my own, like with my own eyes, doing something and experiencing it." This was a major like watershed moment for me in sort of understanding what we were up against, and the fact that you could introduce a new piece of information that somebody had not heard before, and yet they are primed and prepared and already it's pre-established in their mind to reject it outright. Even though they'd never seen it, they'd never heard it, they had no idea whether it was true or not before I said it. And yet, somehow, they'd been hijacked, they'd been hacked psychologically to reject this outright, and then to think I was a bad person for saying what I'd seen. Now, I brought this up. I didn't think in a million years that that document would still be online. I thought for sure when it was discovered that the layers of this document could be taken into Photoshop and separated, I thought for sure they would take it down and put it up with a merged PDF to not let people do this. Apparently not. Apparently, it's still up there on the official White House Gov archive. This guy just figured it out, and it's a beautiful video of somebody waking up in real time with the appropriate emotional reaction to realizing that you've been lied to forever. So it's clip number 23 here. It's a person showing you what I discovered all the way back in 2009 or whenever it was, that the Obama birth certificate is in fact not just faked in a way that absolutely any average Joe can go and discover it is fake. Absolutely. Like, not even hiding it, they don't even try to disguise it. Almost in like a power move of like, we're going to put this obviously fake birth certificate up and then call anybody that questions it a conspiracy theory and a racist. Crazy implications to this entire situation. Here's the video.
I'm shook right now because I just saw some video online that said Obama's birth certificate is fake. And it's on the whitehouse.gov. Apparently you can download it. And so I did. I'm a professional designer, guys. I'm a professional designer. If you look behind me, look 3D printers and like wave format printers, all this stuff. Okay, like I do this all the time. Like, I've done photo editings. This is insane. I am like shook at the intensity. I gotta show you this. So here we go. We're on. I just type in Obama certificate. Here, I'll just type it in, enter. Here you go. Obama certificate, long form PDF. This says the White House or the Obama White House archives.gov. This is the official .gov website. Okay. This is Obama's birth certificate, supposedly. But what I'm about to show you is going to blow your mind. Like, I'm downloading it right now. We're downloading it. Let's bring it up in the files. You know, I've done this a few times now at this point because I'm like, I can't even believe this is real. So, and let's open this up in Illustrator, okay? In Illustrator. And I'm like thinking, okay, well, that's, you know, it could be legit, except for, wait a second, there's bounding boxes on here. So you can delete the bounding boxes and in Illustrator, and if you delete them, you can move the entire background document off of the page. And you can literally separate it, and you can see that this is the original document with the original text on it. That this has been completely photo edited, and they put this ghosting effect on here. And this is like, I can't even believe this. And even the background's been edited because this pattern just repeats like it was on the page, but it like curls around. I don't know what that's about. That's weird. But all of this is separated. These are separate window boxes. This is from the White House's website. Look, I literally just downloaded this. And look, it's like crazier than that. Look, the entire document has separation components. Like, their date stamps are two tonal different colors. Like, they can be moved separate. Like, I'm just blown away. I'm blown away at how terrible of a Photoshop job this is. There is, like, some artifacting things here, it looks like. This is literally, look, some weird artifacting thing to try to make it look more legit or something. I don't know. I mean, this is insane. Like, this document is clearly a faked document. How come nobody has bothered to look at this document and say, hey, that might not be legit? How come seriously no designer with any experience looked at this and go, yeah, it looks a little funny. You see this glow around the text? That's clearly photo editing. Like, I'm just blown away right now. Like, this is insane. And then, not only that, like, I'm really good at this. Let's just put it that way. Like, and then let's open this in Photoshop in this thing. Now, edit PDF. They've literally, I noticed that PDF can even detect the background, even in the PDF viewer, can detect that it's separate and different. So you guys can, like, do this yourself. You don't even need to have Illustrator. It knows that the background layers have been edited and modified. And you can come in here and even type. Look, you can type up new names. Like, type whatever you want. You can change this. This is like an editable, like,
It's easily recognizably editable document. Look at that. I am blown away right now that this was even, like, I can't believe this is fake. So Obama, let's just change his name to Boma. Let's try Boma. Bomama. This is all fake. Wow. Wow. I am literally blown away right now. This is on the government website.
Been up there for 15 years, folks.
The government website, guys, has this very exact file. You can download it right now. The government website has this file of Obama's supposed birth certificate that is so clearly a fake, manipulated, altered document. I'm speechless at this point. So, like, Obama legitimately was not born here at all. Like, legit. Like, that's a fake document. What does that mean? Why would they put a fake document out there? Wow, this makes me, like, really consider how deep the lies actually are. Because, wow, that's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is, isn't it? I love that video. I mean, it's such an appropriate response. And it is, like, very much the exact response I had 15 years ago when they first put this fake document up. Is that Rob? That's Rob doing Alex Jones, a young Rob doing Alex Jones, showing exactly what we just showed you probably 15 years ago. Anybody could have done this at any point. Now, I'd love to have a follow-up with that creator we just watched, because I guarantee you he has friends that are like, you need to take that video down. Because that's the response. I don't get it. I don't understand how they have these people psychologically, but that was very much like a perfect representation of like what I went through and then tried to tell my friends about, only to have my friend's brother, dude, call me a racist. It's insane. What are the implications? What are the implications of the fact that in order to dispel the birther rumors, they put up a half-assed, obviously fraudulent document? Even that, it to be fake would be bombshell and monumental and insinuate or imply a whole bunch of bad things going on. The fact they did it in a way where, like, they don't even care. They know that nobody's going to report on it. They know that no mainstream media is going to mention the fact that everybody at home, you listening to me right now, can go download that document and see that it's fake for yourself. No uncertain terms. Impossible to achieve with a real scanned document where everything would be on a single layer. What are the implications of this? What are the implications that the U.S. government published a fraudulent birth certificate for our 43rd president, 44th president? It's a lot. It's a lot of implications there, but you love seeing it. You love seeing the awakening process happen 15 years after everybody else who's paying attention figured it out. But there it is. There you go, folks. Now, shifting just a little bit here, I've got a couple topics I still want to cover. I want to cover, in this last hour, North Carolina being destroyed by a geoengineered storm in order to do a giant land grab. We have the governor now admitting that. You've got Ukraine killing all of its men and admitting that basically the population is collapsing, and they're doing a bunch of stuff to try to, like, simultaneously they're trying to boost Ukrainian birth rates while 100,000 commissars are traveling around the country throwing people into vans and sending them to the front lines. I want to cover that, and I also want to cover what's going on in Israel, as Israel has announced that they think that there's a giant bunker underneath
Beirut's main hospital, and we have proof that that is not accurate, not that anybody ever thought it was. Before we get to any of that, let's talk about the vaccine. Let's talk about the mass murder campaign that we're all subjected to, unwillingly and unwittingly. We'll go now to clip number four here and take a look at just one aspect of the vaccine rollout, beyond the sudden deaths, beyond the myocarditis, which has been proven now to be the vaccine was like the sole cause of myocarditis in young people. But the number of problems the vaccine caused is really innumerable, and this may be one of the most devastating and least well-known birth defects following the vaccine. Let's go down to clip number four.
I've been doing high-risk obstetrics for 43 years. I see a vast number of patients a year. I don't know of any other maternal fetal medicine physician in this country that sees as many patients as I do by ultrasound. At one point in time this year, I was on track to see 9,000 high-risk OB ultrasounds. So I know what's going on, and I've seen death and destruction like I've never seen before.
The stillbirth rate is measured in terms of live births per 1,000. And really, it's come down in my career from about 10 to about almost 5.8 or 6. Now, let's go to 2021 and look at the stillbirth rate for Michelle's. This is horrifying. But if you take this death figure and you look at that rate at 29.3, that stigma that you're looking at is 40 plus sigma, standard deviation. Let that sink in. This is from Waterloo, Canada. 83 stillbirths, about 4,000 deliveries. That exact same thing you saw with Michelle's. If that weren't bad enough, look at this. I couldn't even put it. There were 13 dead fetuses in one 24-hour period. One 24-hour period.
1,200-fold increases in menstrual abnormalities. And then when we get into pregnancy, we're looking at a substantial increase in miscarriages and birth defects, a substantial risk of fetal cardiac arrhythmia, fetal cardiac malformations, significant fetal growth slowing, significant reduction in amniotic fluid, fetal cardiac arrest.
Are you saying babies are having heart attacks in the womb?
Yes. The vaccine causes a significant inflammatory effect.
Three different safety monitoring systems. Again, they found no significant safety signals for the mother or for the fetus, because we have to remember in obstetrics, we're dealing with two patients.
So no increased risks to be vaccinated while pregnant.
Anything that causes inflammation in my business, in my area of expertise, causes damage, injury, death, and destruction in pregnancy. We've known that for half a century.
There's a horrifying, horrifying rise in miscarriages, stillbirths, birth defects, babies having heart attacks in the womb, all caused by the vaccine, all coinciding directly with the rollout of the vaccine. Bill Gates is apparently standing trial in the Netherlands. The New York Supreme Court has reinstated all employees who were fired for being unvaccinated with back pay, admitting that the vaccine never stopped the disease. But what about all the miscarriages? What about all the babies that have died? What about all the sudden death increases? What about the turbo cancers that have cropped up out of nowhere? This will not go away and cannot be forgotten about until justice is achieved. And that means the people that did this and lied about it have to be held to account for their crimes, or they die.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, Our sponsor, the AlexShowStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish CMOS to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements. Our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Last segment of American Journal. I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us in our current manifestation and in whatever comes next. We are the real deal. We have proven ourselves with our track record. Who told you about vaccines before anybody else? Who told you about the lab leak theory before anybody else? Who was on the Trump train before anybody else? How are we right about everything? Because we operate with the basic understanding that the government lies, the media lies. The ultimate goal of the people in power is to create a one-world government to enslave humanity. And it turns out everything fits that paradigm. So support us in our mission to expose and counteract and defeat the satanic influence by supporting us today at thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one of the incredible t-shirts and be a part, a contributing member of this incredible font of resistance. Now, I got like 10 videos I want to play, and I'm just going to have to get to them. First, the article is from InfoWars. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper confirms government buying out entire communities affected by, quote, climate change. Climate change. Let's go now to clip number 16. Here's Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina confirming that they're buying out entire communities that were destroyed by the once-in-a-thousand-year storm that just so happened to strike very, very rich lithium mineral deposits, as well as devastate solidly red communities throughout the Southeast in very important states to win for the Democrats. Very convenient, isn't it? Well, sorry your house got washed away and FEMA never bothered to show up to help out, but they will pay you pennies on the dollar to take over your land and force you somewhere else. Let's watch.
Sure. You know, North Carolina had 2 500-year storms within 20 months of each other in the same place. Mm-hmm. We just had a 1,000-year storm event in southeastern North Carolina, 1,000-year. We know that that's not true anymore. We know that these events are going to become more and more intense. So we've spent a lot of time being smart about the way we approach rebuilding. We go into communities, we work with them, we have plans for local governments. You know, in some areas, you just shouldn't build back. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to convince certain communities and people that buyouts are better, and you create green space that soaks up flood water that comes and protects surrounding areas. When you do build back, you have to invest more in order for property to be more resilient. But when it is elevated, we even saw in some of the storms subsequent that those properties were unaffected because we had made them more resilient. So those are the challenges that we're facing every day. And it's one of the reasons why we've been able to get a number of Republican local officials, particularly on the coast, who said, okay, guys, climate change is here. We know that we have to do something about it. We know that the United States is the leader in the world, needs to set an example. North Carolina needs to set an example. And so we've gotten a number of them on board. There's still a lot of climate denialists out there.
Yeah, climate denialists suggesting that maybe, you know, we're orchestrating this to our own benefit just because, you know, the storms happen to hit, the wildfires happen to take out entire communities that we want, and then we get to buy them up after they've been destroyed, and people are denying it's, you know, emissions causing this. They're denying that it's their gas stove that's the reason we're orchestrating massive land grabs. Are you done being naive? Are we done being naive now? Can we see this for what it is? Build back better, just like the COVID scheme. Although in this case, he's like, sometimes it's better just not to build back. Sometimes it's better just to destroy your community and leave it at that. Because climate change. Quote, we've been able to convince certain communities and people that buyouts are better. Yeah, buyouts are better. Let's go to another video, shall we? Clip number 5 here is a North Carolina resident in Lake Lure talking about how FEMA shows up, shuts down all of the volunteer work being done, takes over a store that was being used as a hub for community assistance, and provides nothing to the people that are there because they don't want to help them. They want to drive them out, buy their land because they're evil. Let's watch.
Okay, guys, we're in Lake Lure again. We just delivered some food, but I want to tell you what just happened. FEMA is here. You know that from the other day when I told you that FEMA was here. They have just gone in and confiscated the store that I told you about and showed you pictures of. They are making the people
leave. leave. Get their stuff as quickly as they can, or they will take it from them. That tent was full just Friday, y'all.
So they're not going to do anything to protect you from natural disasters. Once they hit, they will not just not help you, but actively prevent you from setting things right, because they don't want American communities to be resilient. They want them to be destroyed. So they're destroying them. It's really not that complicated. As this InfoWars article notes, like with Hurricane Helene, the media was quick to blame climate change for the wildfires in Lahaina, Hawaii, that decimated the entire area last year and killed over 112 people. The Hawaii governor, Josh Green, after that happened, announced his administration was looking into acquiring the destroyed Lahaina properties. So this just keeps happening. You think maybe you could recognize a pattern here and see this for what it is, when you have these bizarre, inexplicable natural disasters, so-called, that destroy huge communities that people had their eyes on before the storms hit, then the storms hit, then they buy them up for pennies on the dollar, and you're expected to believe that that's all coincidental. Just don't. Just don't believe that. There you go. Problem solved. You're now a conspiracy theorist and on the right side of history. Moving on to Ukraine and what's happening there, as another just absurd series of nonsensical interventions to solve problems that they're causing, from NPR. As Ukraine birth rate plunges, a doctor performs IVF and other fertility treatments. So this is a story all about the extreme measures being taken to try to boost the cratering birth rate in Ukraine. This is one of those things where the solution is to get to the root of the problem. I'm trying to explain this calmly. If you're worried about the population of Ukraine collapsing, might I suggest you stop killing them by the millions in a pointless war? You want Ukrainian women to have babies in Ukraine? Then you should end the war, because at this point, half of the prostitutes in Germany are Ukrainian refugees. You heard that right. 50% of the legal licensed prostitutes in the state of Germany are Ukrainian refugees. But no, they're going to talk about IVF. And of course, we've shown you the video of the NATO program that intends to replenish the Ukrainian population with Africans. Do you think these people actually consider the Ukrainian population collapse a problem? Do you think they're actually trying to find solutions? Do you think any of this is done in good faith? Or can you see through this yet? Talking about artificial insemination and IVF and fertility treatments. They've killed a million young men. Millions more have been driven out of the country. And millions of women that would be Ukrainian mothers right now have instead fled to another country to sell their bodies to survive. These people did this. And here they are pretending to be heroes because they're bringing IVF treatment to try to boost that birth rate. Insane. Completely insane. They say he's helping women, and this OBGYN is helping women in Ukraine have children, an especially important job in Ukraine, the country with the lowest birth rate in all of Europe. However, the last 2.5 years have been a particular challenge, as Russia's full-scale invasion has upended everything. Well, gee, maybe you should have taken the peace agreement that you had signed in 2022 when Boris Johnson showed up on behalf of NATO to convince you to sacrifice a generation of men on the altar of the New World Order. Here's what's really happening in Ukraine. Clip 18. There are 100,000 Zelensky commissars, uniformed kidnappers, going around shoving young men and fathers in vans to send them to the meat grinder on the front line to keep Zelensky in the presidency and the money flowing into the coffers of the oligarchs that run that country. This sickening practice continues unabated and is only getting more intense as the number of viable Ukrainian fighters dwindles and more men are ripped off the streets to unwillingly be sent to die in this retarded conflict. Let's go down to clip 18.
Not a day goes by that I don't feel the urge to ring the alarm bell. Behind me is the bell tower of the Keep Pechersk Lavra. I intentionally chose it for the background. It was taken from the worshippers today. Things like that happen every day. Look at this footage. This is Cherkasy, Ukraine. That is all you need to know about the country. This is St. Michael's Cathedral. Zelensky commissars broke in to seize it. They beat the faithful and the priests, stole money, over $60,000 that people have collected for repairs, and took the icons. People fought to defend it for almost a day.
So for our radio listeners, it's a melee going on in and outside of this church. Priests being brutalized.
The senior priest was taken to a hospital. The SBUs launched a case against him. Dozens of worshippers were beaten. The cathedral is private property funded by the worshippers, yet today it was taken from them. The Cherkasy mayor, Zelensky's appointee, called it fair. He is worse than the Soviet dictators who fought against the church.
The public has voluntarily joined the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. However, I see that some illegal actions are already happening there.
This is just another day in Ukraine. Nobody says a word. While Zelensky travels the world receiving applause, they take our private property from us. They take our freedom of faith from us. Do you still believe you are supporting democracy in Ukraine?
And of course, there are broader implications to this that have to do with the breaking of the Russian church in an attempt to create a schism in Orthodoxy because it's resisting the New World Order plan to combine all the religions. And so they've created a new one in total violation of proper procedure to carry out that that plan. And every day there's more videos of young men having to fight to try to avoid being shoved in advance into the front lines by the tens of thousands. But don't worry. They're actually talking about preserving the biological material from our military. They've started offering to freeze the spermatozoa of men serving in the military for free. See what I mean by being like a little bit skeptical? A little bit like, don't be naive. Like, just don't think for a single second that these people actually care about Ukrainians even a little bit. Like, even tangentially, like nothing. They are exterminating them. They're exterminating them. They're beating them up. They're sending out 100,000 commissars, take over churches, beat the people, kidnap young men to send them to the front lines. And then they're saying, oh, but we'll freeze your sperm. So when you inevitably die on the Russian front lines, I guess your widow can have a kid when she's done whoring herself out in Berlin to survive. I mean, this is the world we live in. This is the world they're creating. This is the absurdity this death cult is engaged in. Now let's talk about Israel. Let's talk about Israel, because there's one more big story that I want to get to that has to do with this organization trying to destroy Elon Musk and working with the United States government. Forgot to get to that. But let's focus on Israel for now, because why not, right? Ex-Israeli government official, now head of Meta Israel policy, pushing censorship on social media platforms. The Intercept recently obtained internal documents revealing a former senior Israeli military official, government official, is currently overseeing Facebook and Instagram parent company Meta's Israel policies.
Jordana Cutler, Meta's Israel and Jewish diaspora policy chief, quote, personally pushed for the censorship of Instagram accounts belonging to Students for Justice in Palestine, according to the outlet. Meta's internal policy discussions show Cutler flagged the group's post several times in what, quote, screams bias, a policy advisor said who consults Meta. And we actually have videos. I didn't even pull this video in. We'll go to some others. But there is a video of this woman talking about, you know, her standard for hate speech. And she literally says that she will flag as hate speech and take down and, you know, censor any speech that makes Jews uncomfortable, whatever that means. Telling the truth about Israel, I guess, is what that means. Cutler previously worked at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., as well as served as an advisor to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So you now have a longtime senior Israeli governmental official and Netanyahu Likud advisor Jordana Cutler as the chief of Facebook's U.S. censorship unit on Israel and Palestine. From Wall Street Journal, Israel's once fringe movement to reoccupies Gaza gains momentum. Populating the Gaza Strip with Jewish settlers and soldiers would boost security, supporters say, but it still faces opposition from most Israelis. Yeah, this was the point the entire time. We've told you from the very beginning, nothing to do with Hamas, nothing to do with October 7th. That was just the excuse they needed. The whole point is to take over Gaza, expel the people, send them to Europe so they can, you know, cause trouble here. And, you know, eventually what's happening in Gaza will happen in Europe. They got to get through the Middle East first, create the Greater Israel Project, sucker America into being the bait that Iran will bomb and the propaganda will start. We'll go to war with them and on their behalf till they can kill or expel all the people living in their indigenous land. And then I guess they'll come after them in Europe and we'll be next. This is always a plan. It's not, I mean, they're just admitting it now, and they're admitting it more and more, and they have throughout. This is the point. This is what they're doing. How they're doing it, however, should probably concern you. From uncaptured.media, U.S. authorizes CIA mercenaries to run biometric concentration camps in Gaza Strip. Let me read that headline for you again. U.S. authorizes CIA mercenaries to run biometric concentration camps in Gaza Strip. A private intelligence corporation billed as the Uber for war zones is preparing to create what Israel hopes will be a model for supplanting Hamas rule in Gaza. The Biden administration has approved the deployment of 1,000 CIA-trained private mercenaries as part of a joint U.S.-Israeli plan to turn Gaza's apocalyptic rubblescape into a high-tech dystopia. Starting with Al-Atatra, a village in the northwestern Gaza Strip, the plan calls to build what Israeli Daily Yonet calls humanitarian bubbles, turning the remains of villages and neighborhoods into tiny concentration camps cut off from their environs and surrounded and controlled by mercenaries. And that benefits America, of course, right? The reason we're involved in that is because it's probably in America's best interest to create biometric dystopian concentration camps in Gaza. This is the most frustrating part about everything that Israel's doing is they could do none of it without us. It's all us. It's all America. It's our strength. It's our military. It's our intelligence. It's all us. We aren't benefiting from it at all. We're only getting the backlash. We're only suffering from it. It's only costing us huge amounts of money and manpower. 1,000 CIA-trained mercenaries. Do you have any idea what that represents in terms of money alone, let alone time and resources and what they could be doing and what would benefit America? Even slightly, but no, it's all for Israel. All of our strength, all of our power, all of our influence, it's all just sacrificed on the altar of Israel. It's just ridiculous. And then we actually go over there in this absurd charade to demand that there's a ceasefire and that we reject the general plan. Netanyahu demurred when Blinken asked him to publicly reject the general's plan. Yeah, we're going over there. We're telling them to reject this concept of taking over northern Gaza, but we are simultaneously giving them 1,000 CIA-trained CIA mercenaries to do exactly that. So this is all just fraud. It's all just fraudulent bullcrap, bull nonsense. It's all nonsense. Speaking of possibly the most nonsensical thing out of all of it, and it doesn't even matter because they're just going to bomb it anyway. Hezbollah hides millions in cash and gold under Beirut hospital, says Reuters. According to Israel, This Reuters article saying Hezbollah has stashed hundreds of millions of dollars in cash and gold in a bunker built under the hospital in Beirut, Israel's military said on Monday, lying blatantly in a ridiculous claim that isn't even remotely true. We know this because in response, the Lebanese invited in anybody who wanted to investigate. They said, come check out the hospital. We'll give you full access anywhere you want to go. This is a lie. We're telling you it's a lie. It doesn't matter. It's a lie. Israelis do this. They lie with impunity, act on those lies, and never get held to account for it. So they're lying about this. There's no uncertain terms. This is a blatant lie. They're going to bomb the hospital anyway because it was never – it's just a lie. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It was never gold. It's not a Hezbollah bunker. It doesn't exist. Never did. It doesn't matter. They're going to bomb it anyway. Let's go to clip number 14 here.
Well, we're on level minus two in the Al Sahel hospital. The area just behind me is where medical waste is stored. Even that was opened up for us to have a look. The morgue was opened up. All of the drawers were opened to show us there was nothing inside. Doctors have been opening piles of surgical scrubs, boxes of equipment. Very, very keen to show us everything there is to see and to prove that there is nothing here. Well, I'm just coming now from the basement on minus two up to minus one. We've been brought around the hospital by doctors. We've also been allowed to move around on our own. Doors have been opened for us in every area, cupboards. We've been allowed to see what there is to see. Now, the hospital staff are adamant that there is no hidden bunker here containing millions of dollars of cash or gold, as the Israelis have claimed. They say this is just a hospital where patients were being treated last night and where they had to be evacuated from the emergency area at great speed because doctors were worried for the lives of the patients and also worried for the staff.
Like I said, doesn't matter. It was never meant to be believed. It's just meant to provide cover. Let's end the show with clip number 19 here. It's an Israeli spy on Piers Morgan threatening American and Western politicians with destruction should they oppose Israel's genocidal campaign against all of its neighbors. Let's watch.
Iranian nuclear program is going to be destroyed. And anyone who gets in the way, it doesn't matter where they are, even if they are politicians in the West, they are going to fall. Because we cannot afford.
Hold on. Did you hear what he just said? He threatened politicians in the West that if they don't agree with Israel's war against Iran, that they're going to fall. And remember, he's an Israeli agent. Are you saying Israel will murder politicians in the West or get rid of them politically through bribery or whatever else? What do you mean the politicians in the West will fall if they don't agree that to back Israel's war against Iran?
Yeah, we will not vote for them anymore.
Oh, we will not vote for them anymore, says the Israeli.
Well, you don't vote for them now. You're not in our country. What do you mean the politicians?
He just smiles.
We live in democracy.
We live in democracy.
Right to bring them up and to bring them down. Those who agree with Ayatollah, we don't want them.
Let's just stop supporting Israel completely and just, you know, Let fate take its course. This is ridiculous.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjoshua.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjoshua.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjoshua.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjoshua.com and get your Patriot gear. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.